You can be the passenger or you can be the pilot. Today is the 5th of March. It is 8:12 a.m. My name is Mr. 2020 and I'm coming to you live from Melbourne, Australia. So you can be the passenger or you can be the pilot. You can spend or you can invest. Grandpa used to say the beer ain't gonna get itself. That was his hint. Right, go get me a beer. Here's the thing, gang. You can be the passenger, you can be the pilot. Seems to be true. Neville Goddard says, you're the power and you are the operant power. The power doesn't operate itself. In other words, you've always been the pilot. And there's no pilot but you. And if you decide you're going to step out and go sit in a passenger seat, nobody is flying your plane. I want you to sink that in. I want you to let that sink in. If you aren't flying the plane of your life, nobody is. You're just bouncing around. You cannot put the power or the operant power outside of you. You can sit back and bounce a lot, hit turbulence, crash, been there, done that. Meanwhile, while you're a passenger, seeming to be, what you're actually accepting is true becomes real. Seems that there are three things required of you when it comes to this stuff. The first, your faith in God is measured by your confidence in you. You've got to stand up, walk to the cockpit, sit down, strap in, and grab the wheel. No one's going to do it for you. Next. Neville Goddard said, always be investing your time, your money, your imaginal act. We did a live call, Inner Conversation Mastery. Go get it at NevilleGoddardStore.com. I can't tell you how much of my life I have wasted, that I have spent on inner conversations with inner conversations that sucked the life out of me and my dreams. And I have no problem saying that. Because until you can admit it, you can't notice it. And if you can't notice, if you're refusing to notice your inner conversations, you're probably going to start blaming things like your subconscious, right? Or Akka cords, right? Or karma. See, you'll blame all kinds of things when you refuse to notice your inner conversations. By the way, the other mistake people make with inner conversations is they try to edit every little bit and control their inner conversations. That's nuts. It's hard. It's exhausting. And sooner or later you quit and you start denying that you have inner conversations that suck. Yeah. Anyway, when you change your state, your inner conversations change. The state of happy loving teacher has very different inner conversations than the state of happy loving puppy dad. If you want to explore that, get that inner conversation mastery call at NevilleGoddardStore.com. Meanwhile, so we started with the whole thing of your faith in God is measured by your confidence in you. We moved on to always be investing. You see, a friend of mine, what she did is she put up a post that basically said, start a new business, $999. Buy a new iPhone, $999. Most people will claim that they don't have the money to start a new business, but they'll get that iPhone, right? Buying $100 worth of healthy food, that's $100. Can't afford it. On the other hand, going out to eat, eating some shit food, having some really sweet, yummy dessert that crashes your sugars, right? That you feel guilty about. Yeah, people will do that. It's called spending $100. You see, here's the deal, gang. Ready? You're going to spend money anyway. Another one on the post she mentioned was Netflix. Watch Netflix for 2 hours, you just spent 2 hours. Learn a new skill in 2 hours, you learned a new skill. See, I happen to do both, but here's the deal, gang. You're always... You see, you're going to spend money on food, you're going to spend time on entertainment. What if you started getting entertained by something that changes your life? By the way, you're doing that already. You're listening to the podcast. We've got 3.8 million listens almost right now. And I can't tell you how many people tell me that they email me privately, they DM me privately, and they want to change their lives. And we chat back and forth, and even invariably I ask, do you listen to the podcast? No, I don't have time. Right. Meanwhile, I check their timeline, and they're sharing all kind of stuff that they waste their time with. We all have 24 hours a day. You cannot separate yourself from imagination. The question is, are you investing you or not? So we all have this. See, anyway. Let's just stop there. Because in a moment, I'm going to request that when we go into the silence, you invest 30 seconds of time imagining something different about you. I'm going to suggest that you imagine being the pilot, not the passenger, because that's who you truly are. I'm going to suggest that you imagine investing instead of settling for spending. Years ago, I used to buy me a coffee and a donut every day. All right, nice donut, nice coffee. It'd be about $7. And then I realized if I just take 2 days a week and I skip buying that expensive coffee and donut for $7, I can invest that $7 in education. I can invest that in my future. And here we are. And so I invite you to imagine up a different you. A different you that knows that you're the pilot, that is always investing, that feels a sense of ownership, accomplished, and satisfied as we go into the silence. All right. How'd you go? I'd love to know. Go to NevilleGoddardStore.com. You'll see my email there. Feel free to drop me an email. You'll also see the live call recording section. Click there and get that inner conversation mastery. Because until you do, you're going to be blaming things like your subconscious and karma and Akka cords and all kind of silly shit. And you can stop doing that. By investing in you, by exploring with us, by remembering you are how God has the adventure of a lifetime. Have a great day. My name is Mr. 2020, and you've been listening to the Free Neville Goddard Podcast. See ya.